All right. You know those days where you wake up not wanting to get up? The whole world just seems like it would be better in a dark room with no sound or anything. And yet you still have to charge on, forge forward. This is the greatest song you never heard. And one of the two.
This is one of those days?
Not for me. But my counterpart, Chris Cochran, has been, you know, globetrotting and coming back just feeling like dog.
That is
dog
true.
Day afternoon. Chris, I shouldn't ask you how you're doing because you're like, have to lie, and I don't want you to lie.
Not gonna lie, I'll be totally honest. I have never once in my entire life, I'll be honest with you, woken up and felt like that. Not even as sick as I've been over the last week. I've never woken up. In fact, this Chris you're gonna hear today on the podcast is the Chris that most of the world wishes they got on the regular basis.
Oh, so this is Chris C-.
A little more mellow, a little more like at peace with the world, a little less flamboyant, rambunctious.
Did you say a little bit less flamboyant?
Flamboyant, yes.
Beautiful.
Welcome, Phil. It's good to see you again.
Yes. For some of us who don't go anywhere, well, I guess I've been to Red Mountain and whatnot, but that's only a couple and a half hours away. Chris has been on the other side of the world with grandbabies and just having the time of his life after he was in Jamaica having the time of his life.
Absolutely.
So what's the weather like in Sweden at this time of year, Chris?
It's interesting because the day that we got there, it was probably 60 degrees-ish. And within the next day, it was 35 degrees. And then we got 4 inches of snow. And then it was snowy and cold and a high of like 25 degrees for 3 or 4 days. And then it got back up to 60. So
nice.
It's schizophrenic is what I would call it right now.
Schizophrenic. It sounds like spring here in North Idaho, and I'm sure where you are in New York as well. So for those who do not know what we do,
yes,
we on now what seems to be a semi-weekly basis, get together and we unveil a song. One of us today, Chris is bringing a song, or three. I'm not quite sure. There's something like that. And so I have never heard the song in theory. He has sent me the mix, but I haven't opened that email yet because I want to stay true to what we're doing here, the spirit. And so, Chris, do you want to say a little something about what we're about to hear?
I do, but I want to preface this by saying my daughter, Riley, hey, Riley, has been catching up. She's a little behind on some of her episodes. And she texted me yesterday and she goes,
it sounds okay, like you are too.
let me get this straight. Phil actually thought that the Traveling Wilburys was a song that no one's ever heard before.
Oh, Riley. This is true. That one song. I could have pulled another song out, I wanted that one because I had Orbison in it. You know, yes. We all step on our, you know what, from time to time and some more than others. And I will say that's probably me.
Yep.
Thank you for pointing that out, Riley. And thank you for letting me know about that, Chris.
So today's song, Phil, is I'm really, really, really excited about because I've been holding on to this one in my back pocket since I decided to do The Greatest Song You Never Heard back in the early 2000s. And it's one of those songs that I, in another place, in another time, had it been a different world, this song would have been on the radio and everyone would have heard it.
Yeah.
And it's one of those songs that you know how you find yourself in enjoying a genre of music or from an era of music and you're like, why didn't this song get huge? This is one of those songs that just fell into the wrong genre. It was the wrong place, the wrong time, but in another time, in another place, this would have been a gigantic hit. I absolutely promise you it would have been. And partly because of the song and partly because of the person that is singing it. And so we're going to dive in a little bit deeper to the person singing it. And that's why we're going to have maybe more than one song today. So with that, I would say, roll that beautiful bean footage.
I knew that I'd see you someday.
like it. It's got a little Andrew Gold sound to it.
Oh, it does have a little Andrew Gold sound to it.
Yeah, a little Andrew Gold. And I love the syncopated keyboard, all the way through. And then there's this little guitar riff in that first verse, or the first chorus, sorry. Maybe it was a verse. Anyway, this little chaka-chaka thing.
Yeah.
That was kind of cool. And it didn't do it all the way through, which is even more cool, you know, when a song does that. So this sounds like something from, I don't know, mid, late 80s, something like that is my guess. I know this artist. I feel like I know this artist. Let's put it that way. But I can't put my finger on it.
You might know this artist, but I would wager to think maybe not. This artist was, by the way, so part of what I wanted to play the song for is there are artists who are so freaking talented who just never get their dues, and this is one of them.
I know, yeah.
His voice, how what do you think about his voice?
Very versatile, obviously, a nice range, you know. Okay.
So he was 17 when he recorded this song.
Okay. I could hit those notes when I was 17.
And his voice is just incredible. So I'm not gonna tell you quite yet what this song is, because I want to play another song, a little clip of a song for you. The song B that's there, real quick, get ready to play that. Yeah. But yeah. This song was recorded in 1979 by an artist who was actually known as part of a trio, a different group. And I'll play you the second single they ever released in 1972. So this would have made him about like what, 12 or something at the time. So play just like 15 or 20 seconds of this song. It's quintessential 1972. You'll love it. So quintessential 1972, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
should have been on like the Monkees or the,
I was going to say Monkees, a little David Cassidy, some Partridge Family.
So that's the trio, and it's two sisters and a brother. And their names are Annie, Nellie, and Matthew. And it's a fascinating story because, they lived in Southern California at the time, and they were a part of what has become to known as the Jesus People movement in Southern California. Very religious, very like hippies who got radically transformed by their faith. And they started making modern music that sounded unlike any church music in the past. And what was fascinating about them is, Annie Herring and her husband Buck were, he was a recording engineer in Southern California at the time. They started going to church and getting really involved in church. Something happened with their parents, and the two younger siblings went to live with Annie and Buck, and they end up raising them when they were very, very young. And so they start recording together when Matthew's like 9 years old. There's another song from maybe the year before this, and he's singing on that, and it's part of the harmonies. So he goes on, they started recording a bunch of music together, and they became kind of the top kind of singing group of the late 70s, one of them anyway, in the Christian music movement at the time. And so in 1979, they had been done all this music, and they were traveling around the country. They were really big. They teamed up with Barry McGuire, the Eve of Destruction, Barry McGuire, who was doing a bunch of Christian music at the time as well, touring with him. They became this huge, huge, I remember seeing them in concert as a kid, and there was like 7,000-8,000 people in like 1983 at their concert, which was kind of a crazy thing to think about for that genre of music. And so in 1979, Matthew Ward goes into the studio and decides it's time to do a solo album because, hey, when you're 17 years old and you've done five albums already, why not do a solo album? Yeah. And he did an album called Toward Eternity, which is where we heard Soft Spot from. And Towards Eternity really is an interesting album because Christian music from the era gets knocked for having terrible production value. Buck Herring is one of those producers who makes music sound amazing. And if you could listen to this song on vinyl, Phil, it is spectacular. And every song on the album is good.
So the depth of songs on vinyl far surpassed that on digital, even though it's counterintuitive to think that, because digital, there's no flaws, but you would have to give you everything on a digital audio track. It would take so much space. And so on a vinyl, if you've got a clean vinyl, there's nothing like it, right?
Oh, totally. And so the thing about Matthew Ward that's always driven me nuts is he's literally one of the most fantastic vocalists I've ever heard in my life. I've seen him live 100 times and he is flawless. In fact, I read their biography and it was funny because one of the things that they talked about was when he was a little kid, he would harmonize with the vacuum when his sister was doing like house chores, because he was that like into music. So he never got his dues, but I want to play you one last song. We're going to play this in its entirety because we're going to do a twofer on this album or on this show. And it's a song that he did in 1986. And I want to play the song just because it's one of those songs that his voice brings so much emotion and so much captures so much like raw emotion to this song that I wanted you to hear what a fantastic vocalist Matthew Ward actually is. So play the next song, Phil. What happened? It's okay, you can kill it, Phil. It's okay. I think we got enough of this song to understand.
Yeah, well, we'll play the whole thing. I put my iPad in there.
We can leave it in there. It's fine. This is the way this episode is going.
Yeah, right. No, but I think the entire song needs to be on. That's my point. I put my iPad in front so that you won't see me look away, and I apparently hit the next mouse pad.
It's all good. I'm actually just leave it like there, because it was fine. I think how it is fine. My goal for that song was for you to understand like how his voice is so great and what a
first of all
impact the song that is.
You know, I've loved that song much more than that first song.
Really?
This thing. Oh yes. First of all, now I know you inadvertently sent this to me, but it says off the album, Armed and Dangerous, 1986.
Yes.
People didn't do runs in 1986.
Yes.
And this guy was, throwing these quick little runs in there that were phenomenal.
Yes.
And,
and he was doing that in the 70s.
Yeah. And I think the production of this song is fantastic. I love the deep piano. This guy could be on Broadway.
Yes.
He's got that, that capabilities of, you know, like when you're on Broadway, there's a different type of singing. And sometimes you can sound too much like show.
Yeah.
Song. He clearly could do that, but this song was showcasing his versatility and drama. This is a good song. I love it. This is really good.
I'm glad you like it. I brought both of them because I thought the first one would probably harken you back to your like teenage years and or early 20s and that era. But I knew you'd like both of them. But the other funny thing is, if you want to just hear how great he is vocally, just look him up on YouTube. He actually sang the national anthem last year at a baseball game, at an MLB baseball game, and it is spectacular. The quality's bad, so I didn't bring it to this. But funny story, I'm in a Facebook group for cigar smokers who happen to be spiritual, and someone wrote a thing in there, and he popped up in this Facebook group.
Really?
Yeah, it was really a strange occurrence. So,
and you didn't say I'd love to chat with you and bring you to our podcast. You didn't say that.
No, I didn't. I didn't. At the time, it was probably 2 years ago. So,
there have been two people. Is that right? Yeah, two people. We had Matty Ride.
Yep.
And we had Danny Glass. Right.
Yeah.
Sorry, Daniel Glass. And there's more in the future, Chris.
Ooh.
More in the future.
Can't wait to hear it. So Matthew Ward is his name. He was a part of a group called the Second Chapter of Acts. That was the group that he was in. Their vocals are incredible. Their harmonies are just insanely cool. The first song was from Toward Eternity in 1979. It was called Soft Spot. Second song was I'm So Happy from 1972, never released on an album. Well, it was released on a compilation, but it was mostly released as a single from 1972. And the third song was called Love from the album Armed and Dangerous in 1986.
These are good. These are really good. And I know that once we get these up and published, they'll hear the entire thing. They should.
No, nope, that last one, I'm not going to change anything in the last one. It's perfect.
Great. And my faux pas. More things for Riley to make fun of me.
It's all good. It's all good. Phil, why don't you tell people where they can hear us and find us?
Well, if you are so inclined, we are on Facebook and getting much better, by the way, of throwing some of the links of our episodes up there. But we are obviously on Facebook under The Greatest Song You Never Heard. We are on X Twitter. GSYNH podcast. And then just our website, which is the greatest song you never heard.com. All should be in the show notes, I'm guessing, except for the website, because why would you put it in the website when they're already on the website? So anyway, this was definitely one of the the greatest songs I've never heard.
It took me two world. To get you there, but yes.
So before we wrap up, I want to ask how long, because I've been doing a little research, Chris, and taking notes, because we have episode 100 coming up, not too far down the pike. So I'm going to have some statistics when we're ready. Mm. But I wanted to, you had a song that was, I think, 7.5 minutes, 8 minutes. I had a song that was 8 minutes, something like that. Yeah. What's a good limit? Because I've got a song might be 15 minutes in the.
Listen, as long as it keeps my attention, Phil, that's all I got.
Got it. Well, as long as we keep your attention enough to get us to next week, we have another song that we're going to bring, and this one would be mine on the Greatest Song You Never Heard podcast. Thank you for listening. We will see you next week, and thanks for being here.